Oh, we have one more.
Huh?
One more guest, then we start.
Okay.
I guess one more.
Oh, I like guest stuff.
Okay. Zacharias. And Rosh Hashanah, Musaf is split into three main parts. Malchus, discussing the kingship of Hashem, which Rabbi Dansker explained beautifully last week. Zacharias, which literally means memories, recollections, which is the part that deals with the judgment of the day, and Shofar is discussing the Shofar throughout the generations and what it does, what it symbolizes. When it comes to Zacharias, it's one, as a Rosh Yeshiva of mine, not Rebecca Friedman, Rabbi Leo Zilberman, who, when giving a halacha shir, discussed once the halacha that's brought from the Pasuk and Navi about Rosh Hashanah, that it says, eat and drink, don't cry, because today is the day of Hashem, it's a yantiv. And he went through at length the different halachic authorities, whether you can or can't cry on Rosh Hashanah. And it was, he came out that you're really not supposed to. After coming to that conclusion, before stepping down at the end of this year, he said, but somebody who can go through Zacharias and not cry, I don't think is human. So, discussing the judgment. The goal of this year is to understand three things. Why are we being judged? Why on Rosh Hashanah? What's the significance of Rosh Hashanah to the Day of Judgment? And how can we possibly come out meritorious? There are three basic questions that we're going to discuss. I might discuss them a little bit before going through the tefillah, but the main idea of the shiur will be going through the actual part of Zacharias, of the Musaf, and through that everything will become explained, and we'll hopefully take a lesson from it. First question is, in Torah in general, in the tefillah of Zacharias, there are two different types of remembrances that are mentioned in Lashon HaKodesh. One is Zechira and one is Pekida. What's the difference between them? The second is, it's very clear from the tefillah, when we mean Zacharias, remembrance, recollections, we're mostly discussing about Hashem remembering, which seems to be hard to understand because Hashem can't forget, and you can't remember something which can't be forgotten. And the third is that each of the tefillahs, Malchus, Zacharias, v'Shofaris, the way it was, Chazal instituted it, and according to, I think, most Rishonim, is the main part of the tefillah, is the 10 psukim that we bring from throughout Tanakh on that idea. And all of the psukim, even though we won't go in so much into each pasuk that we bring in Zacharias, but the psukim that we bring all connote good, either remembering something good that happened or remembering something in order to bring out a good outcome. And which would seem difficult, because if you're trying to judge something truthfully, then you'd have to remember everything, the good and the bad. How come everything that we remember seems to be good? Those are the three main questions. First thing that we're gonna introduce is the basic idea of why the world was created and what the goal is. Hashem created the world to, so to speak, do good to others, to benefit others, and the way that Hashem benefits us is by us getting close to Him. And the goal, the purpose of creation is for originally all of mankind, and now for Klal Yisrael in particular, to get that closeness, that kirva, that relationship with Hashem, and to reveal Hashem's presence in the world. The idea of judgment is to, just like a CEO when he runs a company, like Rabbi Danziger said, he has to, every so often, he has to do a review of the company, make sure it's on track, it's reaching its goals, everybody's doing its job, and if everything's good, good, and if not, then maybe the company has to change course, maybe it's time to close the company, depending on what the story is. So that's the idea of the judgment in general. Second thing that we'll explain in short, we'll get more into it into the tefillah, is the difference between zechira and pekida. Zechira is recalling something that happened, an experience. In essence, zechira is doing something which technically shouldn't be. The way the world runs is that there's past, there's present, and there's future, and there are three different times. Once something happened, it happens in the past. The idea of remembering is sort of reliving that which happened. It's to some degree turning the past into the present. Pekida is a recollection, not of something that happened, it's just recalling that such a thing, such a person exists. I recall that there was this person there. And we'll see how those two ideas come and play out throughout the judgment. Okay, so now we're going to start and go through the tefillah and see what we learn from it, how everything fits in. Ata zeicher ma'ase olam, do you remember all the deeds, everything that was done in the world from the beginning of time, ufoiked kol yitzuria kedem, and you recall? Here it's pekida. First was zeicher ma'ase olam. First, you remember all the deeds that were done, everything that happened. Ufoiked kol yitzuria olam, and then you're recalling all the different creations, your creations that you made. There are two different remembrances, like we mentioned. One is the deeds, and one is the creations. Lefanecha niglu kol ta'alumais, everything which is hidden is revealed before you. Ta'alumais is something which is nelam. It seems completely, completely gone. It means the parts, when Hashem is looking at a person, they're the subconscious of a person, which a person doesn't even notice, might not even know, whether it be his neshama, because it's so lofty that a person can't even really feel it in this world. It's a complete subconscious that something happened to him and affected him when he was a baby, whatever it is. Those things that a person doesn't even know about, those are all revealed to you. V'amoin nistarish and rebeishis, and things that were hidden over, man did quietly. But the reason why it's hidden in hamoin isn't because it's completely gone. It's as if it's not here. It's because of the hamoin. It's the many. It's the multitude. Things get swallowed up in the masses. There's no forgetfulness and no forgetting before your throne, your honorable chair, your throne. This would seem to be, like we said, that's a question. How can it be that Hashem remembers, so to speak, if He doesn't forget? The idea being is because the reason why there's no forgetfulness is because lifnei kisei kvedecha. Whatever a man does, it has its effect. Every person, every yid especially, has his role in creation from the beginning of time, for the entirety of creation, from the first day of creation till the end of days, to reach its goal. And we each, in our own way, play a role in it. And if we don't do our, we don't fulfill our mission, nobody else can fulfill that, and creation, so to speak, will be lacking. Therefore, any deed which is done will leave its mark, lifnei kisei kvedecha, in Hashem's throne, which is what we're trying to do, is reveal his kingship in the world. Nothing's forgotten because the mark is there. Whether we damaged, so to speak, the throne, the glory of the throne, or we enhanced it, that mark is there. Something which is in the past is in the past and could be forgotten. Something which the mark is in front of you, there's no forgetting that. Ve'nista minaged einecha, nothing could be done hidden, because every, like we said, everything plays its role. Atazichas kal mifal, you remember everything which is done now, which will have its effect later. Each and every creation stands before you. Everything is known. You stand here and you look out far, but at the same time, tzif is to search out far, umabit, but yet you can scrutinize till the end of generations. Why? Because you can see the effects that every small deed from the beginning of time till today has, and you can foresee its outcomes. Ki savi chayk zikarein lipake kol ruach nefesh. Chayk is a difficult judgment. It's a hard judgment when we're judging according to the letter of the law without mercy. But like we said, zikaron, remembrance, is all the psukim that we bring throughout Torah. The wording of Chazal in the Yerushalmi is kol ha-zichrona shenemru b'Torah l'toiva. All the zichronos throughout the Torah that are said are all l'toiva, are all for good. So even though the judgment, as far as the judgment is checking everything, make sure the world is running its course, it's headed in the proper direction, and if not, then we have to make sure it ends up there. So we have to weed out all of anything that's distorting us and stopping us from reaching the goal. That's not true. Pakad? Vashem pakad et Sarah. Vashem pakad et Sarah.
So I just want to make sure I don't have a good understanding of the difference between Pekidah.
Pekidah is remembering a person, not an event. I remember that there is such a person. As far as remembering of Pekidah, Pekidah is also a command. I'm commanding that person, which I remember. But as far as the remembrance of Pekida, it's remembering a person or a thing. It's not remembering an event.
So what are we trying to tell Hashem on Rosh Hashanah with Pekida compared to Zechira?
One is to remember the deeds, and one is he remembers all the deeds that we did. One is he remembers the person. Like we'll get through in the tefillah, we're going to discuss the differences, how it affects the judgment differently. Even though the judgment is hard, but the zikaron, the remembrance, is remembering the deeds, remembering the beginning, bringing the past to the present, that's going to cause it to be good. Like we're going to see the reason why the judgment was set for today. Lipaked kol ruach v'nefesh, to recall all of ruach, all of mankind, all of Yisrael in particular. V'nefesh is any living being, even plants. Anything that grows has some sort of life source. All the many deeds and creations that were. From the beginning of it all, you let it be known. And before it all, you revealed that there was a need for judgment. Just like anybody who's starts a company, he knows that eventually he's going to have to do, whether it's quarterly or it's annually, he's going to have to do a progress report and see if everything's on course, right? So in Hashem's creation from the beginning of time, from before he created the world, it was revealed that he would have to do this judgment. Why today? This is the first day of your handiwork, of what you did, of what you made. Now, Rosh Hashanah is not the first day of creation. Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of creation. It was when Adam HaRishon was created, because Adam HaRishon was the epitome, the purpose of creation, so that Hashem can do good for him. So therefore, it's considered the beginning of all creation, because this is when creation started to restart its purpose. What the idea of good, Ramesh Shapiro explains, the idea of good is something which fulfills its purpose. A good pen is a pen that writes well. It could be there's such a thing as a fancy pen, an expensive pen. That when you say a good pen, it means a pen that writes well. A bad pen is a pen that doesn't write well. It doesn't mean that it doesn't. It's not a Mont Blanc and cost less than $5,000 or whatever it is. A good pen is something that writes well. It's something that's good is something that fulfills its purpose. So when you start to judge something, it's something that has a purpose. That's considered a ma'isa, a deed. Something that has a purpose that was created. So Zayim Tchilas Ma'asecha, this is the day, the beginning of your handiwork. Zikorim Liyam Rishon, and the reason why we're judged today is because it's a Zikorim Liyam Rishon. By we're commemorating the first day when Hashem created Adam, before he sinned with the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, "Vinei Toiv Ma'od." Everything was very good. Hashem looked at creation and said, "It's good." The idea, like we said, is good, is okay, we're on the path to fulfilling its purpose, to reaching its goals. The idea of remembering, like we said, is to bring the past into the present and to act upon it. When a person remembers an event that happened to him, a person doesn't remember every event. It's stored somewhere in his brain, but a person doesn't remember every event that ever happened to him throughout his life. The events that he remembers are the events that affected him. If they affected him so deeply, it stands to reason, and I think is generally the case, that when he remembers them, there is some sort of reliving of that event that will, again, maybe not to the same extent, but will still bring out those emotions or those feelings that he had when the event occurred. Hashem did us a tremendous favor of having Rosh Hashanah, the first day, as the day of judgment for that purpose, that we can commemorate Zikaron Liyam Rishon and bring, so to speak, to the present, the past of the first day of creation when Hashem looked out on Adam HaRishon, on mankind, and said, "Zeh Toiv Ma'od, Vinei Toiv Ma'od, this is good, we're all on the right path." And if that's the case, when somebody runs a progress report on his company and can look at it favorably and say, okay, we're on course, then obviously everybody in the company, all the projects that the company is dealing with, will have a good outcome in the report. That's why today was chosen. Ki chaykli Yisrael hu... Because we're trying to commemorate and, so to speak, bring to now, the present, the past of when Hashem, the first day of creation, when Hashem looked at Adam HaRishon and said, "You're good, you're on path, on course, and you're fulfilling my will, so you should go forward."
So is that Akita, or is that secure? Because you're remembering an event, but you're also kind of remembering...
Right, so here... Because here we're remembering the event of Hashem's creation. That's why it specifies over here, Zikar and Liyam Rishon. Ki chayk li Yisrael hu? Chayk... Here, the way I think most of the commentaries explain, is from the word of lechem chuki, is that it's a set portion, that today is the day when we'll be judged and Yisrael will get its portion. if Klal Yisrael is actually on the proper path of fulfilling the goal of, and the purpose of creation, then chayk, then we will merit to receive our portion in Olam Haba and the reward in the schar, which is the goal of the world. And that's what we're being judged upon. If we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, then the judgment will be what our portion is, what the portion of our reward is. If not, if Yaakov, if we're called Yaakov, which comes from the word akev, from the heel, we're in the lowest part of the body, we're not performing properly, then mishpat lelekei Yaakov, then it has to be a judgment on us. Well, Medina is being Yomer. Here we're going to get into more specifics.
Why is the chok before we get to mishpat?
What?
The chok before we said chok zikara, right? That was the most stringent.
Right.
And then, but now we're saying chok is less stringent than mishpat.
Over there, it's brought as the judgment. Kitavi chok zikara. The kefil lashon, the mafarshim seem to explain. Because it comes from the lipake kol rach v'nafesh. It's dealing on what our step is going to be from here on, not the end goal. I'm now getting to more minute, exact details of how the judgment is done. V'al medinos be'yomer on the countries. It'll be said, Ezel Acherev, Ezel HaSholem, which will, to the sword, meaning to war, Ezel HaSholem, which are to peace. Which means that there's, before we, Hashem, so to speak, judges each person, the same way before a CEO runs his progress report on each individual, he runs a general report on the company. Is the company in general doing what it's supposed to be and headed where it's supposed to be? So first things first, Hashem judges the countries, the more general population, whether it's the actual countries, whether it's the nations. And he says, Ezel Acherev, Ezel HaSholem. Cherev is the power of evil, which will be left to the powers of evil. And Ezel HaSholem, Sholem is peace, but like all of the great Jewish philosophers speak out, is rooted in the word shlemus, completion. So, which will be left in the powers of evil to take care of it, which are going to come and complete their mission. Eze l'rov, eze l'soiva, which will be limited, which will be hungry, and which will be plentiful. Just like when a CEO does his progress report on each, when he revisits each project that his company is working on, he has to decide which projects are worth continuing and completing, and which do you leave to be cut off. And once you decide which ones you're gonna give, you also have to decide and prioritize which ones are more, which one do you allocate a greater budget to. That's the more on the general judgment. Ubriyos vayipakedu, and the creations will be commanded then.
Sorry, how is the decision made by some people to better, some people to wrong?
Well, all of it is based on this. Are we on the path to reach the goal, to bring the world to perfection, to get close to Hashem and to reveal His kingship?
So let's say there's a nation that's not doing its job.
Then essentially it's cut off.
So how is it decided? It's being the sword or?
So the way the Ramchal and others explain, which is, it's not sword as opposed to hunger. It's either sword or peace. Should it remain alive or should it be killed off? Right? Now, once it's alive, right, is it left to live plentifully because it's doing a great job? Or there's a slight chance that it'll succeed, but not as great, and therefore we give it a limited amount of freedom to go ahead and try. That's in the general sense. So Briyos Be'yipakedu, with all the different creations, they're judged individually. And Hashem has to recall each and every one, like a CEO, each employee, is he fulfilling his mission within the general scheme of a company, life or death, is he going to continue to be employed or is he going to be cut loose? Who's not recalled and judged before you? Everyone comes before you. Man's deeds, and over here it's not pkida in reference to recollection, but here it's command. Man's deeds and his command, his mission. Like they say from the Gra, for every, I think the Chafetz Chaim brings from the Gra, that every time a person says Lashon Hara, he's judged not only for the Lashon Hara that he said, he's judged for the words of Torah that he could have been saying at that time. A person has his command, he has his goals, he has his missions, and if you're not keeping to it, you're not only judged for not fulfilling your mission, you're judged for doing the wrong thing that you did, you're also judged for not doing what you should have been doing at that time. Va'alilois mitzadei gaver, those are the hidden aspects of what man does. For instance, if a person, like Rabbi Haber spoke about tonight, was a person happy fulfilling the mitzvahs or not? Was he happy in the avir that he was doing or not? And it's judged by the mitzadei gaver, by the steps of the man. If he ran to do something, then generally it means he's eager to do it, he's excited to do it, he's happy to do what he's doing. And if not, not. Machshavos Adam, the tachpulosav, he's judged on his thoughts, and the simple thoughts, I want to do this, I don't want to do this, and he's judged on his intricate planning and sophisticated thoughts to bring about whatever it is that he's trying to do, whether it's a mitzvah or an avir. V'yitzrei mal le'ish, and he's judged, obviously not the yetzer as we understand that the yetzer is inclination, because a person can't be judged for what he didn't do, what was given to him. The way the commentaries explain it here is for the yetzer hara that he brought upon himself. A person can go ahead and live his life, and okay, so he has a yetzer hara and he has a yetzer tov, and he has to judge. But there are times when a person puts himself in circumstances where causes him to awaken his yetzer hara. Each one, everybody knows where we're holding, but you're judged for putting yourself in that position. Ashrei Ish, here's the first time we discuss anything from not the way we're judged, not the way Hashem sees us, but we're discussing man himself. Ashrei Ish Shelo Yishkachecha. Praiseworthy is the man that doesn't forget you. Obviously, we're speaking to Hashem. So, praiseworthy is a man that doesn't forget Hashem. Uven Adam Yis'am Itzbach. And a human who strengthens himself in you. The idea, the way the commentaries explain, is praiseworthy is a man who is constantly living his life. He's always thinking about you, and he doesn't forget you. And that's ish. Ish, like we know from Rashi, ish always means in a more exalted, praiseworthy person, an honorable person. So that's ish. Ish, who's constantly remembering Hashem, then he's praiseworthy. Ben Adam, a human, that's man when he's not at his best. Yis'am Itzbach. Even if he's not at his best, but he's strengthening himself and he's striving to constantly remember Hashem and remember what his goal is and what his purpose of being alive is and what's the purpose of life and why am I here. And he constantly strives. It's difficult. It's hard for us to constantly remember Hashem. But if you strive for it, somebody who strives for it, then he's praiseworthy, even though he's not necessarily holding where he should be. Ki darshecha la'olam la'yikashelu, those who are constantly seeking you, they'll never stumble. And those who hide, seek refuge behind you, they'll never be embarrassed. They'll never be humiliated. Somebody who does this, if you never forget Hashem, or you're striving to seek out Hashem, you're trying to seek refuge from the world, from the war of your Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, at the end of the day, it'll be good. You'll never stumble, and you'll never be humiliated. Because, again, remembering all the deeds that came before you, and you seek out what everyone did, and so too, Noach is understood to be the second, so to speak, creation of the world. In the Mabel, everything was destroyed. But Hashem remembered Noach with a love, and therefore v'tifkedeu here, he remembered. Well, what did he remember? Noach, he didn't remember him. It says Noach ish tzadik tam hoya b'dereisav. It's true, Noach wasn't necessarily the greatest tzadik of all generations, but definitely in that generation, he was a tremendous tzaddik. And Hashem is remembering his deeds. And therefore, v'tifkadeu, and therefore, you remembered not only him, but those who were with him, v'dvar Yeshua v'rachamim, Yeshua's salvation from the impending Mabel, the flood, and racham and mercy to be able to bring about, to live comfortably, to live well in the Teva, and to perpetuate mankind and the world in general, to the end of days. Every zikaron that we have is always a zikaron of good, because what we're trying to invoke is to always go back to square one and set our path straight. Our job is to keep focus of where we're headed. And the only way we can focus on where we're headed is remembering where we came from, that Hashem has created everything and that He gave us a purpose in life. The Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, "B'shas ha'halo." They would say at the time of halo. And the Rambam is coming to explain how come it says the time of halo, say when they said halo. And he says, because in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur you don't say halo, because like the Gemara says, how can you say halo, how can you sing songs when you have the books of life and death open before Hashem? But I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember word for word. But the Rambam says that their days of Yira upachad umoira mimenu, their days of awe, their days of fear, and really understanding the awesomeness of Hashem, and we're being judged, and understanding that our lives literally hang in the balance. And this is a progress report where Hashem decides each year, like the Ramchal and many others explain, the world is created on a year-to-year basis. It's not created on end, and then we'll do a progress report every year. It's created to exist for a year. And at the end of that year, we'll decide if we want to renew and continue the world. Our lives literally hang in the balance. So it's Yira upachad umoira mimenu. We're scared of, what are we scared of? We're scared of Hashem. Hashem is judging whether or not we should remain alive. We should remain in existence. But, he says, and therefore, it's, there you may mivrach umonois a love. Their days of running away and refuge to Him. And Rosh Hashiva always says over from Chaim Brim how he would always be filled with tremendous emotions when he would read the words of the Rambam. We're scared of Hashem. That's what we're scared of. We're scared of his judgment. He's judging us. We're scared of him. So what do? We run away and we take refuge. Where? To him. We run right back to him. Think about it. It doesn't seem to make sense.
So can you say differently, which is the next level of Yira, which is you're scared to lose your connection with Hashem. So when you're scared of that, you run to one place. That's why you run.
I think that is the meaning, but maybe even on a deeper level. I think it's that we're afraid for what we're afraid of. We're afraid for the judgment, that the simple meaning. But through that fear, we awaken within us a subconscious. We reawaken, we're zeicher, we remember who Hashem is. Rishim Shem Pinkus says over a story, I believe he said that it's something that actually happened to him. If not, it's a great parable. I believe he said that one year he dressed up as a bear on Purim. Again, he went around and he did his Mishlach Manas, and he opens the door to his house and his three-year-old son is standing there. And he starts screaming, scared. He starts crying, Tati, Tati, there's a scary bear in the house. And he starts screaming and crying until suddenly he's so afraid that he runs over to the bear and he hugs him and he says, Tati, Tati, there's a bear in the house. We're afraid. But it's at that time that we're afraid and we start to understand what we're afraid of. That we understand that at the end of the day, Hashem created us. He is Avinu Shebashamayim. He's our Father. He cares for us. And He's doing this to make sure that we reach our end goal, that we fulfill our potential and we reach our goals. And therefore, we end off, skipping through the psukim, we end off at the end. Our God, the God of our fathers, Zachrenu b'zikar and toivu lefanecha, remember us for good. Meaning, let us reach, like we said, good means something that can fulfill its potential. Let us reach that. Ufakteinu b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim mishmei shmei kedem. And command us, decree upon us salvation. Reb Chaim Freeland explains salvation from the galus and rachamim and mercy until we reach that point. The galus shouldn't be too harsh. Remember the covenant and the kindness and the promise. For that he remembered that he conquered his feelings and emotions by the Akedah Yitzchak. I just want to end off. The commentaries point out that there are three words used here. Remember us. What should you remember for us? The bris, the covenant. The chesed is the kindness and the shvua. Is the promise. Covenant is essentially it's an agreement between two people. So first of all, Hashem, we're trying. We're trying to reach the goal. We might not be doing 100%, but we're striving, we're working. Remember that. It should do us some good that we're actually trying. If that's not enough, because we're really not trying hard enough, Esa Chesed, remember the kindness. The kindness that what? The kindness that you did for us. That what? We do for you. Kindness is generally reciprocated. You did me a favor, I'll do you a favor. Okay, so now it doesn't usually work out to be tit for tat. So even if we're not worthy of, so to speak, splitting 50-50, but remember the kindness. Okay, you have a mida, you have an attribute of kindness. If that's not enough, we're really far off. Remember for us, you made a promise to Avraham Avinu. And again, we're going back to our beginning. Avraham Avinu is the patriarch of Klal Yisrael. Remember what he did. It's true. Okay, we may have swayed, and we're not holding where we should be, and we're completely off course. But bring the past to the present, and remember Avraham Avinu, and use that which he remembered you to remember us, Lateva. And Yud Hashem, we should all learn from this to keep focus and to set our paths straight, be our course, and we should tackle all B'zeichet to Shana Teva.
Sure.